Good morning. Clouds steadily advance from south to north across interior New York and New England overnight. Still some sunshine and bright spots closer to the Canadian border in the Champlain Valley and central and northern Vermont, but clouds will thicken up in these locations as well. In fact, rain showers already breaking out from the Catskills and mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, well in advance of a low pressure system currently off the Carolina coast. The rain will continue to move from south to north through the entire region as we head into the early to mid-morning period. With an easterly fetch off of the Atlantic Ocean, we'll continue with a cool breeze, keeping it damp with occasional showers for most of the day. Some of us could get a break in the action in the middle of the afternoon, but as that low pressure wave approaches into the evening, another round of rain, some of it steady, perhaps even some heavier bursts, will move through. Temperatures will only be in the lower to mid-50s today with the rain coming down and then dip back into the middle and upper 40s tonight as areas of fog and drizzle also develop. Clearing will be slow to occur. In fact, tomorrow we'll have a lot of clouds, showers, and some fog and drizzle in the morning. But as that low tracks slowly to the north and east of Cape Cod during the day, we may have some brighter spots and even some breaks of sunshine, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, and gradually through the eastern part of New York by the end of the day, while it looks like New England will probably remain cloudy for the entire day, keeping temperatures in the 50s, where we do get some sunshine tomorrow, highs back into the lower 60s. A dry day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, warmer mid-70s before another front approaches on Friday. This one will bring us a scattered shower or thunderstorm with highs staying in the 70s. Right now, it looks like that front will stall out over top of us on Saturday and Sunday, keeping at least the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the forecast for the weekend. But right now, it looks mostly dry with highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same storm off the Carolina coast only slowly moving north will reach Long Island late tomorrow. With that strong onshore flow, plenty of moisture remaining available for the continuation of steady and at times heavy rainfall for the Carolinas into Virginia, and flood watches remain in effect for these areas. Meanwhile, a front extending from the upper Great Lakes to the southern High Plains will produce freezing rain and snow tonight. A winter storm watch is in effect for the Arrowhead of Minnesota, where 1 to 3 inches of snow and some ice will build up. And the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northeastern Oklahoma to western Missouri. Thunderstorms capable of large hail and damaging wind are expected to develop across this region late today and continue into tonight. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 34 degrees with a south-southeast wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 46 degrees, the dew point 29, 51% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.17 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 23 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, breezy, raw, showers in the mid-50s. Boston, cloudy and breezy, with showers remaining raw, with highs around 50. And in Buffalo, cloudy, with a chance of showers and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature, 57, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.62 inches for the month, which is 9 hundredths above normal, and 12.67 inches for the year, which is 2.14 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 89, set in 2009, and the record low, 23, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m., 13 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with showers moving in today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with showers, areas of fog and drizzle tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, breezy, and raw with showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy, and raw with showers today and highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, breezy, raw with showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy, raw today with showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, fog and drizzle, perhaps some late-day sun, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s Thursday, mid to upper 70s with a scattered shower or thunderstorm Friday, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm over the weekend with highs both days in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.